when the pasuk says v'yabos, according to Abaye, the drasha was l'rabbis etzim l'voina. They were talking be ma'aber etzim and l'voina. So it's kasha and rova. How could rova say that if the bosor kodshim lifnei zrikis tummy, there's no lav tidit, and still we say etzim l'voina, if they become tummy, there is a lav tidit. Like how could the bosor lifnei zrikom be worse than etzim l'voina? Gemara says, "Holcha v'mayaskini." No, we're talking about when we be marba eitzim levoino for going shekitshu b'kli. I tell you, after you put the eitzim of levoino into a kli, Rashi says it means eitzim shechot eitzim b'machtes kli shoros. You cut it down with the kli shoros in alam esbeach im gecholim, was where you took it up in a shovel in a kli shoros, like a shovel that you took it off the wood with the gecholim. Whereas levoino also shekitshu b'bezichin. That you put it into the bezichin already, the afilu koras betumas aguf nami yispu. In such a case, if you would eat it and your tummy, you would be chayv koras. That's where we're being marba this the eitzim ulavoino. That if it's tummy, there's a lav. Such a gemara teretz. Talkav mayaskin of a goin shekitru bekli dinasu kimi shekorvo kol matirov. It's as if all the material were brought already. This is its uttermost kedusha. And therefore, the locher is if a person that's tummy would eat it, to be chayav koros. It's not like this. Kol sheyesh lematirin, anything that needs something to be matirit, or let's say the bosom, you have to have a zrikas adam to be matir the bosatit, so mishakor of matiruv, after they already made the avodas adam, after you made the zrikas adam, that's when there's a chayav koros now if a person's tummy eats from the meat. But kol shein la matirin, something that does not need anything else to be matirit. Then we say, nothing like the eitzim and the levoina, nothing else has to be matirit. It itself could be used to be burnt. And then the klal is, mi shekitra b'kli, once it has a kedusha saguf, it has a kedusha from the kli shoris, then if it becomes tamei, and somebody eats it, it's taka chayav koros. So therefore it's good. Eitzim on levoina, if you eat it, you get a lav. There's malchus. Because if you eat it, but Tumas Aguf, there'd be Karas. Ma'ashen kein bosel of nei zrika. Since the matirim were not done yet, we did not make the zrikas adam, so there's no chi of Karas if you're tummy and you eat it. Therefore, when the bosel is tummy, there's no love for a person to eat it. It knows that like this. Hamal evrei behemet tmeya. Agabi hamizbeach. If somebody takes the meat from a behemet tmeya, let's say a sus, a horse, or a camel, and he puts this meat and burns it on top of the mizbeach. So Rish Lakish Shamalek, Rish Lakish says, "This you get malchus." Rabbi Yechon Namirena Lake, Rabbi Yechon says, "No, there's no malchus." Rish Lakish Shamalek, you get malchus. Why? The pasuk is Mash Metayrin. Only a behemah Metayrin could you bring for korban, but Tameya Loi, you're not going to bring a behemah Tameya for korban. If so, V'lav Habo Machlal Asay Lake and Alof. That's what Rish Lakish holds. A lav that comes from an assay, you also get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Nomer ain't a loiker a lav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no malchus here. Lav habo, nechlal assay, ain't loiker a lav. He holds a lav that comes, you only learn out the lav from an assay, there's no malchus. Samur says, Mesa, Rabbi Yimarim, he asked the question. The Pasuk says, Oy say toichlum, this you'll not eat, for loy behem etzmeya. But you're not allowed to eat the behem etzmeya, you're not allowed to eat a sus or a camel. And we say v'lav habo mechlal asay asay, the lav that comes from an asay is only has luck like an asay, and you do not get malchus. So here it's a kashin lash lukish. You see clearly that a lav habo mechlal asay is not called a lav. You don't get malchus. So the answer is oh malay Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Tachlipa asav lecho. I can't explain it like this. V'yev rei behemet tmeya to kuliyam malay pligi. Everybody take a hold. By the Evorim of a behemoth, Tameya, that is only an Isser, I say, and not a lav. Even Rish Lakish also agrees, there's only an Asay, and not a lav. For this, you will not get Malchus. Keep pleading with the Machlokes, Bechaya. Machlokes is by Yechaya, and Rashi says, well, Elin Yamalchus, not a Machlokes by Malchus. Eli Asay, it's Machlokes, there's an Isser Asay or not. The Eminam Yetech, and we can change it around also. The Vyachim Rish Lakish. And this is the way that Rabbi Yaakov said over. Most of all, this is the way we learned. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Oiva Biyasei. If you burn a chaya on the mizbeach, even though it's tahor, still does Nisar Asay. Rosh Lakish Amar Ein Aveira B'Vlei Klum. No, there's no Aveira at all. Rosh Lakish says there's no Aveira. The Machlokes is like this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Oiver B'Asay Yetzir Over Nisar Asay. The Pesuk is Mashma Behema in Chayaloi. You only let her bring a korban from a behema, not from a chaya. So that's a Nisar Asay. Rosh Lakish Amar Ein Aveira Olav B'Vlei Klum. No, there's no lab at all, there's no aveir at all, not even Nisra say. Hahu the mitzvah. The son of the mitzvah is supposed to bring a behemah, not a chaya. And the Rashi says, who the mitzvah? Behemah mitzvah akriv. V'chaya is a rishus. Omiyu tmeya vadeloy. If the behemah is a tmeya, that a vadenat. If sir mi mashke Yisrael. We always dash, which means, min amutli Yisrael. If you only bring something on the korban, that's a heter for Yisrael to eat. Mashenkin a sus, that's no heta b'chlal teet, avad, that's not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. Mashenkin a chaya shlokish learned, you're allowed to bring a chaya for korban. Moisiv Rav, Rav has the question like this. It says, ilu nema korban l'ashem. The pasuk would have just said, korban l'ashem, behemo, that you could bring for korban l'ashem a behemo. Ha'yisiyim, I would have said, chaya b'chlal behemo, that really a chaya is also b'chlal behemo. Kinyan Shinemel, we dash in other places, the Pesuk says, Zoysa Behema Shetaychlu, this is the Behema you'll have to eat, Shor Se, Ksovim, Viseizim, Ayel Utsvi, so, Lechuri, you see when it says Behema, an Ayel Utsvi is Bechlau, that Achai is Bechlau Behema. And so maybe here when the Pesuk says, Korban Hashem Behema, so maybe in the Korban you'll have to bring Achai also. So this is the Pesuk, we dash in know, Tam Lem, the Pesuk says, in Vayikra, Boko Vitzoin, that what type of a korban could you bring from? Only from bok or tzoin. So we dash in bok if it's tzoin amate lecho v'loy chaya. That you're not allowed to bring a chaya for a korban. So here's the kashin mashlokish. Vayta the Brisa says, Yochum, maybe I would have thought to say, lo yovi, stan, you're not allowed to bring it. But v'im hevi kosha, maybe like mashlokish is only the mitzvah to bring the behema. But maybe with the evidence if you're bringing a chaya, maybe it's kosher for korban. So Mara says, no. Holom is the daima. What is this like? Le Talmud Shama Loi Rabbi Havoli Chitim, where the master tells his servant, "Bring me wheat." Fehevi Loi Chitim Sarim, and he brings wheat and barley. Sheinoi Kamavra Dvorov Ela Moisev Al Dvorov V'Kosher. Like this, is all what I thought would thought maybe to say. Now this is all part of the Gemara's Kasha, the Brisa's Kasha. That maybe Taka like Rosh Lakish, maybe Taka, it is kosher for the Yevid. And even though the Pesuk says, Boka Tzoyin, so maybe it's only mean to say that that's what you're supposed to bring. So like I'm asking for Chitim, but maybe if you bring a Chaya, it's just like adding Chitim and Tzorim, maybe still it's good. On this Talmud, no, the Pesuk says, Boka Tzoyin. It says a second time, Boka Tzoyin. So you dash in Boka Tzoyin, Amatelecho, V'loi chaya. Halom is a daima. What is it like now? After the Pesuk says it twice, that book of its own. So now, lamaza, what is it like? L'tal mitsham o l'rabboi al tovili elechitim. In the case where the master tells his servant, please only bring me just wheat. Fehevi loi chitim asarim. And he goes and he brings wheat and barley. Sheinu k'maisav al dvorov. It's not like just he's adding on to his words. Ela, but rather it's Kamavra Dvorov. It's like he's going against his words, and therefore the locker is apostle. So Amar says, Tiyufta the Rosh Lakish, Tiyufta Nechnami. From this Bryce attack, it's a Tiyufta Rosh Lakish. Here it's Mashma Klot, Stephen Likuva. Not just Tamla Mitzvah Behema, but Stephen Likuva. The Apostle says twice, Buck of Itzain, Kabonis could only be brought from Behemis, and not from Achaya. Even Achaya Tahira. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah of a Kulam Shekiblu, even the Psulim, if they made a Kabbalah, so Gemara says, Boy, I'm in a Rosh Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan. Rosh Lakish, just a shyly, just a question from Rabbi Yochanan. Posel, let's say a Kohen that's Posel, and he makes the Kabbalah, and he also makes the Zrikas Adam. Mar Sheyasa Shirayim. What's the Locha? Does he automatically now make the Shirayim, the leftover blood, in the animal, like Shirayim, as if it can't be used for Zrika? There's no way to make a Kabbalah rope again and to make a new Zrika. That's the Shaila, like Rashi says. Im Kibel Vizorak. let's say a kohen that's posel made the kabbalah sadam, and he also made his rikas sadam already. So now the shaila is mal sheyach shema kosher. Could another kohen that's kosher go now and make a new kabbalah and make a new zrika and make the korban kosher? Why not? Because me, I mean, should I say, kivun the zorak posel, since there was a zrika done already by a posel kohen, so maybe shav yiladam shevetzava shirayim. He automatically makes, like, the blood left over in the neck of the animal, shirayim, meaning it's leftover blood for sula and mechla zrika. It's not fit to be used for a zrika anymore. By doom, the other side is no, that loyalima zrika psul leshav yiladam shevetzava beima shirayim. Maybe no, maybe a zrika that's only done by a posel, by a kohen posel, that's not a good zrika at all. It does not make the leftover blood shirayim. And therefore the eighth would be, let a kosher kohen come here and make another kabbalah, the leftover dam in the neck, and with that dam, let him make a zrika. That's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechonon. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechonon answered back, ein oise shirayim. No, it does not make shirayim. El chutzle zmanoi, only where the kohen made his rika and he had a machshava, like even though it's rika psula, meaning that b'shas the rika, he himself was a good kohen, but the only thing went wrong with his rika was just that he had in mind b'shas the rika either to eat the meat chutzles man or chutzlem kohenoi, that rika is called enough of his rika to make the shirayim, the leftover blood shirayim, that you cannot make a kabbalah over again. Why? Hoylo meratzel piguloi. Because it's called the zrika that makes pigle. Like we have before, pigle is only chav when you korav kol matirav. It has to have a shame that you brought the korban, that you made the dalar avodis. Sure, she did it with the psul pigle, it's chal in the korban, din pigle. But it's considered like the avodis were done. So since the avodis zrika was done, therefore the leftover blood is posul, it's called shirayim. But in the case where a kohen that's posul made the zrika, that's not called an avodis at all, it does not make shirayim, and you're allowed to make a kabbalah over again. If there's still some dam ha-nefesh left in the behemah, you're allowed to make a zrika over, and make a kabbalah over, and then make a zrika. Now the Gemara says, Rav Zvid Masni Hochi. Rav Zvid learned like this, that boy minei Rish Lakish Rav Yechonon. You know what the shali, you know what Rish Lakish Rav Yechonon was like this. Kois posel mal shiyash shirayim. That was a shayla. We have a kais posel. Rashi says, "Kegoyin sheyotzei." He had a kais of dam. Means after they made the kabbalah sadam, now they took this dam outside the base of Migdash. So it's a psul yotzei on it. Mal sheyasel adam shebitzav shirayim. What's going to be the loch now with the leftover dam in the neck of the animal? Can you use it over again or not? Im zorko kohen kosher is there. Let's say this dam that has a psul yotzei on it, the kohen made his rika with it. So the question is, does the Zrik help enough to say the leftover dam is shirayim, and therefore lo yehet takonah lekorban and shiyach to the kabbal? There will not be a takonah anymore to make a new kabbalah. Or maybe not. Maybe since the Zrik was done with the dam that's posel, that's not called the Zrik, and therefore the leftover dam could be used over again. So that was the shayla. And on this, Omulei, Rabbi Yechonon to back, that the Chur is Sistoli, Psul Gufei, my Svilachor. What are you going to hold if an Odom that's posel makes a zrika? What's the locha? Does it make shirayim, the dam left over in the neck of the animal? Is it called shirayim or not? That ipsul meshav yishirayim. If you're going to tell me a kohen that's posel, when he makes the zrika, he makes shirayim, that the leftover dam cannot be used anymore. If so, kohen posel nami meshav yishirayim. With the same thing here also. Lamaisa zrika was done with this dam. What's wrong with the zrika? The dam had a psul yotzei on it. So it's like the Zrika was done b'psul. So you're telling me now that that does make shirayim. Here also would also make shirayim. And therefore you cannot do it over again. But e psul loy mishav yishirayim. But if a psul, the person that's posel, when he makes the Zrika, that's not considered a Zrika at all, it does not make shirayim with the dam. So I'll tell you, kais posel nami loy mishav yishirayim, with the same svara, that a kais posel, even though there's a psul, a yotzei on this dam, still does not make shirayim. I'll tell you, Le Meshav Yishrayim will be the same thing. That's what Rabbi Yechonon answered back. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifta Masni Hochi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifta learned like this. This was the Shiloh. Boy, Minayabaya Me Rabba. That Abaya was the one that asked the Shiloh from Rabba like this. Kois, Mao Shiyasas Khaveroi Dihui Oishirayim. Okay, so we have a kais, one cup of dam that you made a kabbal already. What does that do with the second kais? Does it make a dichu, does it make a shirayim? So Rashi says the case is kagoin chatis shekivul dom mishnei kaisais. Let's say the kohen made a kabbalah with two different cups. When he went to be mekabel the dam of this korban chatis, he received it in two different kaisais. Now v'nosan kol matnaisa miyachas mihen. He made all this rika from the dam of one cup. So the question is chaderu, what's the loch of the dam in the other cup? Shirayimu, does it have a loch like shirayim? And therefore, as a locha now of a nishpach liyisoid, you have to spill this blood also on the yisoid of the mizbeach. The pasuk says, "V'yis kol adam yishpach." So that's one svara. And when you get finished making this riko, the leftover dam of the kli, you have to put on the yisoid of the mizbeach. That's called shiraim of the dam. So maybe here also, the other tzad is no oidichu. Rashi says, "Dichu b'yidayim." You like pushed away that dam. That means shlonitim imenu ala kronos. You did not put any part of that dam on the mizbeach. If so, this dam is not like shirayim. You do not put it on the side of the mizbeach, but rather the yishpach liyama. You should throw it down to the stream. Shabazora mitzi dam lanachal kidron. Maybe it's called dichu, dam of dichu, that you don't even put on the side, but rather you just put it into the stream of water that throws it away. That was a shayla. That kais mal shiyas v'chaveru dichu yishirayim. Amalei on this rabbi in the back. Plukta the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, for Rabbanon and Echnami, is a machlokes Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, and the Rabbanon. In the case we do not make any zrik at all from that dam, does that dam have a din shirayim or not? The Tanya will learn like this. Lamalu, Weimer, on top the postik says, as domoi yishpach. You're supposed to make a, put the dam, spill the dam. So Rashi says, Lamalu means, Rashi says in the Pasha, it talks about the soya nosi. When it brings his korban, the leftover dam, it says, V'yez doma yishpach, it says the leftover dam, you should spill on the yisoid. And there it does not say kol doma. That's what talks about the soya that the nasi brings. That's lamala. Lamala weimer es doma yishpach. It doesn't say kol doma, just es doma yishpach. Lamata weimer, the Rashi says, by echatis yochid weimer, there it says, V'yez kol doma yishpach, that you have to spill over all the leftover blood. Says so, if so, minayin, how do we know? Lechatis shekibul doma biyar bekaisis. Let's say the kohen b'shas the kabbalas adam had four different kaisis, four different cups there, and he made a kabbalah in four different cups, filled them up with blood. And now the nosin maton achas mizir, or maton achas mizir, and he made a maton, he made a zrikas adam, that the four zrikas, each one from each kais. So then the loch is shekula nishpachem liyosaid. All these four cups have a loch of shirayim, that the mitzvah now is to pour this leftover blood on the yisoid of the mizbeach. How do we know this? Tam lem, the pasuk says, v'yes kol dama yishpach, that all the dam that was used, you're supposed to spill on the yisoid. Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing should be, nosan arba matonis mikois echod. Again, where you first made a kabbalah in four different kaisas, and now you made all the four zrikas from this chatis, from only one case. You only use one case for the zrika. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe the same halacha should apply. That nosan arba matonis mikois echod, maybe kulam nishpachem liyisoid, maybe still all the other dam is still called shirayim, that you're supposed to put it down on the yisoid. And this no tamalai, malana, the pasuk says, v'yes domoi, that it's dam, so mashmoni part of the dam, and not all of the dam. In this case, there's no mitzvah to put all the dam on the yisoid. Okay, said, how do we have it? Who nishpach li yisoid? That was left over from this one kais that you actually made this rikis. That's like you're supposed to put on the yisoid. But v'hei nishpachim liyama. But the other three kaises that were not used at all for zrika, those you're supposed to put on the yama. You throw it into the stream of water. And the reason is why Rashi says, because this man the yama holds, to kais oisat chavera dichoi. That since you only used all the zrika from one kais, the other kaises have a lach of dichui, they're like pushed away, there's no mitzvah shirayim on them at all. That's what the Tanakhama holds. However, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer says no. He says, minayin, how do I know to say? Minayin lechatis shekibudom abiyar b'kaisis. You made a kabbalah in four different kaisis. and still v'nosam dalad matonis mikois echod, that you made all the zrikas only from one cup of blood. So how do I now still to say shekulu mishpachim liyisoid, that all the four cups of blood, the leftover from the first kais and the other three whole kaises, have to be spilled on the yisoid of the mizbeach, that it does have a loch of shirayim, leftover blood? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says v'yes kol adam yishpach, that you have to spill all the leftover blood on the yisoid. So Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, though Ivok Siv, the pasuk still says v'yes dam yishpach, there still is a pasuk that says mashmoni part of the blood, not all the blood. Where do you have that? On Rabashi, Shravashi answers on Rabashi, harul lemuti shirayim shevitzav beheima. That means the dam that there wasn't a kabbal at all. That means if you have still blood left over in the neck of the animal, that dam you have no chiyuv to make a shirayim to put it on the yisoid of the mizbeach. You only have a chiyuv all the dam that was there b'shas kabbalah, all the dam that went into the kaisis, even though there are four different kaisis, only that dam there's a mitzvah shirayim to put it onto the yisoid of the mizbeach. But the dam that's still left in the neck, that's the pasuk of yes domoi, that some blood and not all the blood, meaning that blood left over in the neck, that blood you do not have to. All right, turn over. So the kids, so that's what Rabbi answered back Abaya. That Rabbi says, "Machlokes Anoyim is a machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, if a kais oisa shrayim or kais oisa dichu." Now the Mishnah says, "Kibul hakosher v'nosam l'posel." That's a kosher, a kain made the kabbalah. And then he handed it over to apostle. The Mishnah says, "Yachsa kosher v'kabul." Let the kain kosher come and take it back again. And the Gemara says, "Otzricha." Otzricha means like we need all the cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the cases of that it says kibul hakosher v'nosam l'posel yachsa l'kosher. That's one case. Then it says kibul b'yaminoi v'nosam l'smoyli, put in his left hand also yachsa lachsa yaminoi. Then it says kibul b'kishars v'nosam l'kichoyol yachsa l'kli kodesh. Then nishmek min akli al aritzov yachsa kosher nosva agave keves. The Mishnah says all these cases that even though something wrong happened to it, it says the chiddush, you can fix it up. The Gemara says now tzricha, I need the Mishnah to tell me all these cases. If we only say one, I will not know the other cases. It must like this. Ni yashmin impossible. We know the first case where a kohen kosher after he made this zrika, he handed it over to a apostle. That's so he could take it back again. However, I mean, I would have thought to say my apostle. What does the apostle mean? Tomei. That the kohen was tomei. So if the kohen is tomei, it's not so bad. The chazi liavoidas tzibor. That the ma'isa still is fit to bring a carbon tzibor. A carbon tzibor is brought for tumah. So even though the kohen is tomei, he's allowed to bring a carbon tzibor. So maybe that's not so bad. Therefore, you could do it over again. Avul smoil. But in the case where the kohen took it from his right hand and put it into his left hand, loy, maybe since you can never do the avoid in your left hand, so maybe once it comes into your left hand, it's possible you can't do it over again. So tzricha, I need the second chiddush, that even though the dam was handed over to your left hand, you'll have to put it back in your right hand. Now, v'yashmin in smol, if you don't know the chiddush by the smol, the left hand, the yisleh hachshera v'yom ha-kippurim. But if I call upon him on Yom Kippur, then he does use his left hand. Rashi says, not less a machta v'yiminoi, he takes the shovel with his right hand, the esakaf, and the spoon, the smell of his left hand. So Kopon and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is allowed to use his left hand. So that's why here, even though a regular Kohen should not do it, but if he put it in his left hand and puts it back in his right hand, that's why it's kosher. Avo Kli Choyel Loi, from the case where he takes the dam from the Kli Kodesh and puts it into a Kli Choyel, maybe since the Kli Choyel is never fit to be used, maybe it's like Dochu, maybe you can't use it anymore, that's why need the Kiddush. Even though it's put into a kli choyel, still you're allowed to put it back into a kli kodesh. Now, the yashmin in kli choyel, if I would only hear the chiddush of a kli choyel, mishum the chazal of kitchino, because I call upon him, it's fit to make kedusha in it. You could be mekadoshit, you could make it into a kli shoros. So maybe therefore it's not so bad. Aval hanachem aloi, but the other cases that you cannot be mekadosh them, loi tzricha. That's why I need the chiddush, that in all these cases, that even though it's put in the wrong place, just put it back again in the right place, and it'll be okay. In other words, the kli choyel is the big milah that in itself you can make the kedusha, you can make the fit to be used. Mashenkin, the smoil, or kohen pol, for them you can never fit. They are never fit to be used. Now the more is the question: like, why not? Taka, why isn't this dam not dichoy? It's in a matzav now that it can't be used. So taka, why is there a takana to bring it back in your right hand, put it back in its kodesh? If we're right now in your left hand, it should be dochoy, should be pushed away. It's not fit to be used right now. Why isn't there a psul? Or Malay Ravin la Ravashi, it's Ravin Sabat Ravashi, Hochiyom Reb Yimi Medifta. This is what Reb Yimi Medifta said, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rava, that Hamani Hudu, this by Hudu, that Mishnah go like, Chonan HaMitzrihu. Our Mishnah goes according to Chonan HaMitzri, the less laid the Chuyin. He does not hold the Chlal from the Psul of Dichuy. Even though there's a time that it's not fit, but later when it becomes fit to use, you're allowed to use it. The Tanya learned like this, Chonan HaMitzriyem, Chonan HaMitzri says, Afilu dam bekois, even though you have dam in the kois, maybe chaveroi or mozagloi, you could bring more dam and mix them together. Rashi says like this: Afilu dam soyer anasu b'fnim on Yom Kippur. If you have this soy that's supposed to be dam b'fnim, that you already made the kabbalah, you have the dam in the kois, and now that what happened was umei samishtaleach, the second soy that's supposed to send over the cliff amishtaleach died. So chur alocher is now, you have to make another soy mishtalech. So chur, the first dam is like dochui, you can't use it right now. Still, chur the mystery says, lo nitcha dam, that dam is not possible. El mevi soyer acher, bring another soyer, umazvoy lahadam, umazavgaloi, make it for zivug now, you have a new pair, and therefore the dam is still kosher. That's what chur the mystery says. Again, that Afilu dam bekois, the Gemara says, maybe chaveri mezavgloi, just bring another soya for the mishtaleach and match it up with this one, and you can still use the dam. Even though at the time when the first soya mishtaleach died, his dam was not fit to be used. So you see, he doesn't know from the svar of dichui. So if our mishnah goes according to chonan haMitzri, there's no psul of dichui, at least by the dam. Ravashi says, kol shebiyodoi oyavi dichui. Maybe our mishnah goes according to chomim. That usually there is a psul dichui, but here it's much better. Since it's biyodai right now to fix it up, it's biyodai to masakin it right now to return it, to get it back again, to make this dam fit, therefore we say there's no psul dichui. But by the case of mishtaleach, it's not biyodai, like who says you'll get another one? So therefore here it's much better. Omar Rav Shia, kavosa the Ravashi mistavu, he says it's a proof, it's a svar like Ravashi. That man shamad le diyisle dechuyin, who's the ikeshita that holds the svar of dichui? That once it's pushed away, you can't use it anymore. Rabbi Yudishita. But now we're done like this. The yoydam Rabbi Yudishita, another chiddush. That nishpech adam, in the case again, we have the soyer of the nasa pnim on Yom Kippur. After you made the shchita, after you made a kabbalah adam, now the dam was thrown, it was spilled out, you can't use the dam anymore. So the chura, you have to bring another soyer up pnim. See, old. You have to like kill this mishtaleach, you can't use it. Now it's like dichu, it's pushed away, you have to bring another two serum. What's going to be the case of meisa mishtaleach? Let's say, after you made the Kabbalah Saddam on the soyer hapanim, then the soyer hachitza and the soyer mishtaleach died, so now it's not fit to be used. If yishmech adam, you have to spill away this dam, it's dichu, you can't use the dam, you have to wait till you get another pair. That's what you do shita. Now, b'shamin alei, still we hear of Yud himself holds that the Yom, he says, kol shebiyod, anything that's biyod, it's up to you to do it right now, but you have a dichoy, that's not called a dichoy. So the kitz al mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yudah, even though usually there is a psul dichoy, here there's no psul dichoy. The Tanya went like this, Rabbi Yudah Weimer, kreis echod hoyevamala midam ataruvais, that one kreis of dam was filled up from the dam ataruvais, v'zorka zrikachas, Kenegra Yisoid, and they made one Zriko, Kenegra Yisoid. So Rashi says it means Damat Rubis means Shelp Sochin. When they used to shecht a lot of carbon vessels there, and they used to have a kais from a few different carbonas mixed together, so you'd make one Zriko, Kenegra Yisoid, it'd be good. Rashi Zorka Zrikachas Kedin Pesach, Kenegra Yisoid, the full Karen Dremis Mizrachis. Yes, so it says what? That's Kosher. So Shramin, what is it from here? That Kol Shaviyodoi, they have Vidich Shramina. Anything that's biyodi for you, there's a few to fix it up, there's no psul. So we'll soon see what this case is. Kufa, what we just say, Tanya Bilert, if you do I know, Kais Echad, one cup of dam, Hoyimimal, we used to like make a Kabbalah of Havaminos right now, Midam Ataruvis, from the used to shecht a lot of carbon Pesach, and all the dam used to fall on the floor, and then they go and collect it together in one cup. Shem yishpoich echod mihem v'nimtzeshu that if one got spilled out, the other one is machshirit. Omlelevida said back to Yuda, what's going on here? There's no kabbalah the kli. All the dams went on the floor, and then from the floor they used to pick up the dam and make a kabbalah. So of course that's not a kosher kabbalah. We had before kabbalah has to be directly from the blood of the neck, has to go to the kli. Someone says, "Mino yoda, how do you know this? Who told you that? Maybe there was a kabbalah." Elra, the question is, shem lan is kabbalah kli. Like how could you just take a dam, a cup of dam from the blood on the floor? Maybe the dam came straight from the neck onto the floor. Like even though it's not for sure, even though it could be most of the times was they made a kabbalah and then they spilled the blood on the floor, but maybe you have to be afraid there was no kabbalah at all. And around what he meant to ask is, shemalein is kabbalah b'kli. Maybe there was no kabbalah b'kli. Maybe the dam just spilled out from the neck of the animal onto the floor, and maybe there was no kabbalah at all. Omlem, he said back to him,